I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Will Smith promotes a new film without describing it, and black comedian Wanda Sykes comes out and announces she's married to a woman at a Prop 8 rally. Will other black stars follow suit? Here to get us up to speed in the latest in entertainment news, we've got Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So, you know, there's all the big holiday films starting to come out. I occasionally will read Variety, and there's all these pictures and for your considerations and something on billboards right now, all around Los Angeles at least, is Will Smith.
Right.
He's on the billboard for something called 7 Pounds. It's a very simple just sort of image of his face. It's due out next month. We don't know much except there's a twist ending. So what have you heard about it?
It's funny. I saw the film. I saw the film a couple of days ago. And at the screening, they tell you not to tell anybody what the film is about afterwards. But, you know, it's very it's a different Will than you're used to seeing. I mean, Pursuit of Happiness was somewhat in the same vein, but Pursuit of Happiness had a really great ending and a happy ending. And this movie is definitely much more thought-provoking, much more just a reality check on just sort of basically making one mistake and how that impacts the rest of your life and so many other people's lives the whole time. And it is so clear that I think Will is obviously, you know, trying to up his game in terms of the seriousness of his roles, and also, you know, just making sure the Oscar people recognize that, you know what, he can go from one extreme to the other without, you know, any sort of hesitation. In this movie, he's just so intense, and it's a very haunting role for him. You know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who actually goes to see it because it's not exactly the most uplifting movie for Christmas. But it is very much a people movie in terms of what life is really about. If you're questioning that, this is the movie for you.
Intriguing. All right. On a much more, you know, he's been someone who has been able to transition into these big action roles.
Right.
And the comic book Godfather Stan Lee floated the idea that Will Smith could be Captain America.
Right.
He said back in September, this is Stan Lee, if Barack Obama becomes president, who knows? Suddenly a lot of our characters will be black. And he really mentioned that Will Smith could be someone who could take on that kind of role. We've already seen a lot of black folks with superpowers in some of the newer TV efforts like Heroes.
Right.
But do you think some of these classic heroes could be reborn as black people?
I certainly think so. And I think Will Smith can do it no matter what. I think he probably could have been, you know, he could have done it probably before Barack Obama was, you know, made president, because I think he has that universal mainstream appeal that people sort of just are drawn into anything that he does and anything that he, you know, just sort of puts out there. And also, he just has that sort of every guy sort of, you know, sort of personality. And he's played superheroes before as well. So I think that would work really, you know, that would probably be a box office hit for him. And I think, you know, like I said, I think he is at the point where he's trying to go back and forth, like do this really serious movie one moment and then go and do something lighthearted and fun the other. So I think, you know, he's at the top of his game at this point. You know, at 40 years old, he's really at the top of his game.
He just doesn't even have enough time to spend all that money.
I'm saying,
all right, let's move on to something that's a little bit more in the serious political realm. Proposition 8, we've been talking about it constantly on this show because it has, to a certain extent, divided the black community and the gay community and brought up a lot of questions about social values and how you construct your place in a pluralistic society.
Right.
Well, of course, there are people who are not just black or gay, but both.
Yes.
One of them is Wanda Sykes. Now, she actually came out and, you know, let's just listen to a little bit about
it. Okay.
It's very simple. If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, then don't marry somebody of the same sex.
That is actually before she came out. And so here's what she had to say then.
When my wife and I leave California, also recognized in Nevada, in Arizona, all the way to New York. But I am very proud. I am proud to be a woman. I'm proud to be a black woman. I'm proud to be gay. And I love you all. Now let's go get our damn equal rights. Come on.
How do you think that played out? You know, I'm gonna ask you how this played on a few different levels. First off, career-wise, do you think it's good or bad for her career-wise?
Well, I think being a comedian and also being someone who does a lot of writing behind the scenes, I think she'll be okay. And she's also, you know, she's not the huge megastar that I think some of the other people who might be a little bit more concerned about their... Wanda is not doing family movies. That's just not who she is. So I think Wanda will be okay. What's unfortunate to me is that it couldn't have happened a little sooner. I mean, well, maybe actually a little earlier in this game, because I think that would have made a big difference in terms of going out and talking to African-American communities, because I think that is the problem, is that there are no visible faces out there that come to the churches and come to the black communities to sort of talk about what this means to me personally. How does this impact me and you? And I think, you know, it's helpful then, but it probably would have made a huge impact if she had done it a little bit earlier.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. As the second part is, how much do you think it affected the community? But on the third level, there are, you know, and I always try to be delicate about this because we're dealing with other people's reporting. Mm-hmm. There's a movement, an entertainment site, MediaTakeout.com, is reporting via an unnamed source that Queen Latifah is getting pressured by gay advocacy groups to come out publicly, mm-hmm. that they want her to speak at the People's Choice Awards in January. She has been printed up in the tabloids for having a relationship with her personal trainer, but, you know, only she can say whether or not they're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you think people have to say?
Oh, no, I don't think people have to say. And I think, you know, that's an example of someone who I think has a lot more to lose by coming out and talking about whatever her relationship is with the trainer or whomever. And in the New York Times, she sort of made this clear. She didn't care about what people think in terms of what her relationships are, what if she's gay or if she's not gay. That's something that she doesn't have to answer. And I agree, you know, she doesn't have to answer that. Would it be helpful? Yes. If in fact she is gay, if she came out and talked about it, yes, it would be helpful. But that's her personal decision. And I don't think anybody can force her to sort of do that, particularly when they don't know what the ramifications would be to her long term. You know, that's something only she would know and be able to sort of, you know, gauge. And that's why I'm saying, when you compare her to Wanda Sykes, she has so much more to lose because she does do family films. You know, she is the one who's on the cover of women's magazines and in love stories and all that kind of stuff. I just don't know if it benefits her to do that. You know, it would have to be a personal decision where she felt like, this is important to me. I want to make this, you know, stand.
All right. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and she joined us here in the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California.